Hi, my name is Leah Goldman, and we're sharing with you the first of the five best stories that were recorded by high school girls as part of the Our Story initiative, a project in conjunction with GEM's My Encounter with the Rebbe project. A big thanks to Sheva Bronstein and her mother, Mrs. Gitti Bronstein, for interviewing their aunt, Mrs. Chaya Relis. This story takes place in 1984. To listen to the next stories in the series, please text the word subscribe to our WhatsApp chat, 718-604-4690.
My name is Chaya. I live in Muncie, and this is my story. A little over 34 years ago, I was in the midst of a shidduch when a relative of mine rode into the Rebbe for a bracha. I subsequently became engaged, and a day after my engagement, I received a phone call from the Rebbe's secretary wanting to know whatever happened with the shidduch. I told him that I had just become engaged. He wished me well, he wished me mazel tov, and he hung up. A few minutes later, he called me again with a message from the Rebbe. The Rebbe wanted to know, why didn't I let them know that I had gotten engaged? And I felt a little bit embarrassed, but truthfully, it never even occurred to me to let them know, knowing that the Rebbe was so busy with so many letters, with so many requests, with so many brachas, that I didn't even think of calling them and letting them know, because I didn't think he would have remembered or would have even have thought of me. So I didn't really know what to say, but I think he understood. And again, he wished me well, and he gave me a special mazel tov from the Rebbe. I think this very personal touch that the Rebbe did remember me, and I'm sure many, many, many other people as well, and also the fact that the phone call came just a day after I was engaged, I always found the timing very interesting. It didn't come much later, it didn't come before, but somehow right after I had gotten engaged, that phone call came. And I always found that to be a very interesting fact. This made a very, very strong and lasting impression on me.
Thank you for listening. To receive the next inspiring stories in the series, please text the word subscribe to our WhatsApp chat, 718-604-4690.